1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us on this very special occasion, Mother's Day. We're talking about mothers and the vital, important role that they have in bringing children up. And so we want to continue where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we saw in Mark 15:21 how Simon was from Cyrene and how he was forced to help Jesus carry his cross on the last leg of his journey to Golgotha, and where he would hang on that cross. And so we saw that he had his two sons, Alexander and Rufus, with them as they forced their father to carry that cross for Jesus. Must have been a traumatic experience for those boys. And I'm sure when they got home, they spoke to their mother and they cried and everything took place, you know, in explaining everything that happened and trying to comfort those children. But I want you to see the importance of what took place right there, because these children were touched, and especially Rufus, how God used him in the future to promote the kingdom of God, and how his mother became someone supernaturally specially important in the Apostle Paul's life. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
In Romans 16:13, watch what Paul says now. Remember the two sons? They were called Alexander and Rufus. Watch this now, years later. Greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. Who has been a mother to me. I imagine Rufus and Alexander, and obviously Simon, the one who was carrying the cross, getting home that day. Come on. They had come to Israel and Jerusalem from outside of the country. They had come there because of Passover. They were part of the Israeli clan believing in Passover. And they came there, and yeah, they got Jesus, and they're dragging him down the road and whipping him and beating him. And they told, you carry that cross. And if he didn't, he would have been in trouble. So he's carrying the cross, and the children are walking with my daddy, and crying blood and all craziness going on. I imagine they got home that evening, and they had to hold the children and try to kind of some way explain what took place. And they told the mother everything. Everything. Can you imagine? Now, Paul says years later, greet Rufus, whom God has chosen for himself as his very own, and his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. She's been my mother. Can you imagine how important she was in Paul's life? You know, her name is not mentioned once in the Bible. Do you know that? She's not even mentioned by name. And in the Synoptic Gospels, where they all agree about her, her name is not mentioned. So she was like just really a nobody, you know, a homebody type of person. And yet, I can imagine her telling Paul, because she became like a mother to me, I can imagine her telling Paul about the Jesus that he was terrorizing people for. Telling Paul, the apostle, my husband carried that cross with my children there. And he knew Rufus was there in the final moments with Jesus. And Paul must have been tremendously touched by that encounter. However it came about, wherever they met, whatever the situation was, I don't know. All I know is Paul somehow got together with that family. And Rufus became an important part of his life. And his mother became like a mother to Paul the apostle. Now she did that without even realizing who he was, what he would accomplish, where he was going to end up. And she became a mother to the Apostle Paul. And look at what was produced as part of a result of a godly mother to someone she didn't even know. Can you imagine? You know, my mother-in-law has become a mother to me. She truly has. You can ask my wife. She's become like a mother in my life. And she counsels me, she talks to me, she prays for me, she helps me. And she's taken the role that my mother had when she was in the earth. My mother's now in heaven. And she's just been an amazing woman to me, like another mother. And I can imagine the Apostle Paul with this woman who fed him and clothed him, I'm sure, and sewed his stuff together and took care of him. We don't know. Maybe he stayed over at her house for a long time. This was after Paul became converted that she was now teaching him about Jesus and bringing the same faith that her mother brought to her. How do we know she wasn't bringing that to the Apostle Paul? She must have been. She had to be bringing it because she was a woman of God. She got it from her grandmother, from her mother, and handed down to her. You don't think she handed it down to Rufus and his brother? You don't think she's going to hand it to Paul? Of course she did. She was telling the Apostle Paul about faith and strength, and God started to use her in that man's life, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, who became the greatest revivalist on the planet, the Apostle Paul. A woman who was at home, not mentioned by name. I'm telling you, ladies, your job sometimes may seem and feel like it's a thankless job and it's hard, but you are doing something supernatural that can have eternal effect in not only the life of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, but in the lives of countless millions of people on the planet. Telling you, a godly mother. If you're not a godly mother and you feel I'm not a godly mother and I want to be a godly mother, well then just make a decision today to become a godly mother. I would suggest you find an elder in the church, someone who's been involved, people like Miss Ina, Miss Becky, Miss, you know, just there's so many women that are considered to be elders in the body of Christ. Find someone like that. Get them help you. Let them talk to you. Let them encourage you. Let them speak to you. You see the home groups that are coming up. Join part of that. Become part of that. Get sold out to the kingdom and the things of God. And God will take you. I'm telling you, He can redeem the time lost. That's the thing about God. You got to admire God and acknowledge He's the one who can redeem the time that I've lost. I've lost 30, 40 years. Doesn't matter. God can make it up like that. And you can become someone that the world starts saying, oh my God, where did that come from? Just trust God. Give it over to God. Amen. Amen. And so I believe that this woman, however they met, was instrumental in being a mouthpiece to the Apostle Paul. And I believe that could have even been before he started hanging around with the disciples. Remember that? Because he went into the wilderness for a while that no one heard from him. They don't know where he was. Could he have been there? Who knows? But I know one thing, that this woman was considered by the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Paul doesn't mention his mother, his actual biological mother. They mention where he was born, but they never mention his mother. Yeah, he mentions his mother as someone else who was not his mother biologically. I think that's huge. I think it's a major, major thing. And mothers are mentioned throughout the Bible, and they are a vital part, an integral part of people being raised up and being encouraged and being nurtured in the faith of God. Amen. And so I think it's a vital thing, and I give glory and praise God for that woman. You don't know what might have happened.
Yes.
You don't know. We can't just say, yeah, yeah, yeah. He would have been that man anyway. We don't know that. A nurturing mother, a caring mother, can direct the footsteps of the children. Whether they're adopted, foster, whatever it is, can take care of them. Amen. And it's never too late. Now, I want to do something a little bit different today. If I had enough of these wonderful chocolates, I'd give each of you one. But because we've only got three, I'll have two and I'll give my wife one. And she says, you can have them all. You see my wife?
Hey, give me some too, though. Don't forget.
Okay. But here's the deal. I want to do something different. I just want to read this first. This is a call to action today. Ephesians 6, verse 1. Listen to the Living Bible. It says this. Children, obey your parents. This is a right thing to do because God has placed them in authority over you. Honor your father and your mother. You've got to honor them without them forcing you to honor them. This is the first of God's 10 commandments that ends with a promise. And this is a promise that if you honor your father and your mother, yours will be a long life full of blessings. I don't know about you, but I love blessings. And I want to live long so I can experience my great-grandchildren. And so I'm going to honor even my mother that she's in heaven, and now my adopted mother. You've got to honor these people in your lives. If you have a cell phone, please take it out right now. Let me see your cell phones. I've got mine. I want you today, what I want you to do, I want you to text your mother now. In service, we're doing this. Or the person who's been like a mother to you. Or if your mother's in heaven and you've got no one else has taken their part, I want you to write a little note to your mother. Just how much you appreciate her. I want you to tell your mother today, I want you to tell her, I thank God for you and I love you. I thank God for you and I love you. I want you to do it right now. So I'm waiting. Everyone online, do the same thing. Text your mother or who's been like a mother to you, text them right now. Tell them, I love you and I thank God for you. And then you can put their happy Mother's Day. And listen, let me just say this right now. If you need to forgive your mother for whatever, I want you to do it right now. You can even put that in the text. I forgive you if she knows that you got issue or ought against her. And you can also ask them if you know that you haven't been what you should have been, ask them to forgive you as well. I mean, think about this. Today we can turn situations around in our lives and the blessings of God will flow freely in your life. You can text them and when you tell them you love them and thank God for them, if you need to ask for forgiveness, then ask them. And if you need to forgive them and they know when you've got aught against them, you say, I'll forgive you. Just clear up the airwaves today. Can we do that? Amen. Amen. What kind of a pastor are you making people text in church? Yeah, I'm looking at the ones who can do it. I mean, you watch the kids, two thumbs going, steamroller. You watch us adults. And asking Devin, where do you find texts? But it's a good thing. Listen, this is a good thing to do. And then we're going to pray. When you're all done, I want to pray today, not only for our mothers, I want to pray for mothers, grandmothers, stepmothers, godmothers, and mothers-in-law. Amen. That's five different mothers' types we're going to pray for. I have a godmother. She's in South Africa. Her name is Auntie Martha. She's 99. I spoke to her about a month ago, and I was seeing her online. She's, Gerard, how are you, Gerard? When are you coming to visit Gerard? She calls me Gerard, my godmother. So we're going to pray for mothers, grandmothers, stepmothers, godmothers, and mothers-in-law.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Road.